Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. All right. Welcome to Pieces of Alice. I am your host, Alice Boswell, of Pieces of Alice, of course. How are you? How are you? Before we get started with the show, today is Sunday, January 26th, and this morning at 10 o'clock, Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gianni, passed away in a helicopter accident in California. Tragic accident. Prayers, thoughts, and condolences go out to not only his family, but the other six people, because it was the other seven people that were on board as well, including a pilot. They haven't released who else was on there, but we do know that his daughter, Gianni, 13 years old, and Kobe Bryant both passed away. Kobe was at the time, right now, 41 years old, passed away. For those who don't know, you must be living under a rock who Kobe Bryant was. Kobe Bryant was a professional basketball player. He played his entire 20-year career with the L.A. Lakers. They actually drafted him directly from high school. Kobe has won 5 NBA championships. He was an 18-time All-Star player, 15-time member of the All-NBA team, 12-time member of the All-Defense team, and Kobe Bryant was also the NBA player, viable player of the year in 2008. Without it even being said, he was definitely regarded as one of the greatest players of all time. Kobe Bryant will be missed, and once again, we send our condolences to his family. Once again, there were actually 9 people on board a helicopter in California, and they all perished at 10 o'clock this morning. We definitely sit down and know his wife, Vanessa, is just like going through because she lost her family members at the same time. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a brief silence, and we'll be right back. All right, so we are back. Hey, welcome to the show. This week we will be talking about branding, right? Branding your business and branding yourself. So I am in the middle of trying to brand myself. Now, I have had the magazine since 2012, but I'm still learning, right? Because I just actually hopped into it. But I'm learning how to brand myself along with my business. And to do that is so many layers. It's not as a firm as I put in one of the previews promo videos. Not like a handshake, a fly outfit, you know, impeccable credentials. That's considered first impression. Now to actually have a flourishing career, you got to know how to get out here and get the people. How's that? You do. You got to get out here and know how to brand yourself. Now you can actually pay somebody to do this. Yeah, you can. It'll cost you some money to do. Yes, it will. It'll cost you some money to get somebody to do it for you. But you really don't have the money to do that. I don't. So you really don't have the money to actually pay someone to go ahead and, you know, promote us. Right? That's what managers for, PR people, marketing agents, all. It's so many layers, you have no idea at all, period. All right, but we're going to be talking about that today, all right, this evening. If you want to call in, let me put my glasses on because I can't see the number. You can call into the show and we can talk about it because I'm learning as well. And there's two things that I would want you all to do when we're learning this together. 515-605-9729. 515-605-9729. Now, if you are watching me on YouTube, I'm doing a live broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. So, no, you're not going to be able to call in. But you can go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Hit the notification bell so every time I upload a video, you'll know when when I am doing that. And then if you have questions on YouTube, hey, just go down there, do the little chat, and I will definitely get back to you. Because I want you to participate in this with me. This is us doing this together, especially for those of us who don't know. I have watched so many, and we're just going to go right into it. I have watched so many videos, read so many articles to get you this information to brand yourself, to get yourself out there. What do you need to do? The top thing that I would say, we're going to get right into it, but the top thing that I would say that you would need, confidence. All right, belief in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, there is no way in the world anybody else is going to believe in you. And at the age that I am now, which is 53, I am learning this lesson. Right, I have to believe in me in order for other people to believe in me. Now, there are people that will believe in you, and you won't even believe in yourself. Right, but it's not going to work until you believe in you, until you put your foot down and say, hey, I know I can do this. So, you know, one of the exercises that I do, I get up in the morning and I look in the mirror and I say I'm beautiful. Okay, because it was something I wasn't told a lot of when I was younger. I would say you're smart, all right? I would say you're intelligent. I would say, you know, you got this. You know, be strong. That's me. So I don't know how you would do it, but that's how I get up in the morning and I say these affirmations for myself. I actually have them on the wall as well. I got them from Amazon. So you can see, like, right here, I have on my wall that says, just love. I have another one that says, you are amazing today, and be amazing today. Have a great day. These are all things that are manifested from us, from inside. So that's the first step, all right, confidence. Belief in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, how are we going to ask someone else to believe in us? All right? That's what I say. So, again, belief. All right, so let's get to it. I have, if you're listening to me on Blog Talk Radio, I want you to go ahead and follow the show as well. So when I do upload, you'll know when I am here. All right? So, and if you're on YouTube, go ahead and hit that notification button. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. You can follow me on all my pages. I will put it down here on YouTube. I will put it on my Facebook page. But for those who's listening live, I am Alice Boswell on Facebook, Pieces of Alice on YouTube, and I'm Pieces of Alice on Instagram. Okay, so those are the two mediums. Oh, and Pieces of Alice on Twitter. So those are the three mediums that I actually, there's so many of them out there, right? Oh my God, it is so many. We got YouTube, we got TikTok. I don't even know how to use some of these things. I'm just learning, so. But we're going to learn together. This is why I said, let's do this together. So when, right, but let me get some, before I go into it, I gave you a preview. Let's go into announcements, right? We heard about the Kobe Bryant. I mentioned that. Jussie Magazine and All of Us Magazine issue will be out on February 5th. Please, when you get a chance, go to justmemagazine.com and download the issue. It's only $2.99. You get a chance to read about, on Just Me Magazine, the cover story is Tasha C. Joining a Foundation. This woman has went through a lot through her life, and she put this foundation together to help other women who has breast cancer or who have had breast cancer, and it's like a support group, all right? And every year she gives this fantastic, I don't want to say show. I don't want to say that. But show keeps coming out of my mouth. But she gives this fantastic ball event. We'll just say event. This fantastic event every year on everything on to help the women. This last one that I attended was a gala. Okay. All right, gala, whatever. So the last one that I attended, she did this cocoon, right? Where she wrapped, because they're butterflies. So, and how do butterflies, where do butterflies come from? They come from a cocoon, all right? They're not pretty at first, but then they're pretty in the end. And they're strong and they're healthy. So she wraps them in this material, thin material. It was so gorgeous. It was touching, right? It brought a couple of tears to my eyes myself. Hey, make sure you read about her. In All of Us magazine, I have Benita and her guy, I don't know his name, Benita and her guy, and she is an actor. She is a producer. She is a director. She is a writer. She just did a story of her life, which is amazing in itself. This is a woman that you can be inspired by, right? She had a tragedy happen to her, and I have said this 10,000 times. She took a lemon and really made sweet lemonade. She doesn't let it hold her back. She didn't let it keep her down, right? She took it and turned it all the way around, and you would not believe that she would, but she did, right? She's simply just fantastic and wonderful. So you can read about her in All of Us magazine. Just go over to DestinyMagazine.com, and you can download $2.99. Now, those issues do not come out to February 5th, or you can go to Maxster.com as well. But you just download, read the story, right? Follow them. It's simply amazing. I tell everyone, tell your story, right? Your story can save a life. Your story will save your life. And I know you may not understand it, but it can save your own life because you're telling it, you're releasing it, you're releasing it out to the universe. Right, and it can actually help someone else. It is what it is. So those are the two things that I'm talking about. Hey, while you're over at Just Me Magazine, make sure you sign up with the email, right? Because what happens, you sign up for our Star newsletter, you'll be entered into the giveaway at the end of every month. Okay, you at the end of every month, I give away something that's valued up to $25. It could be a gift card, it could be a present, it could be anything, right? Somebody may give me something to give away, right? One of the sponsors. So if you're a sponsor and you'd like for me to give away something, hey, go ahead, and I will put you right here, right? Promote you right here. Video that will be seen all the time. Hey, also what's going on, but I am so excited about, you have no idea how excited. I have started a show called Pieces of Alice Friends. So you're on Pieces of Alice. If you're on YouTube, you're looking at Pieces of Alice, and you may see the friends up there. All right, and I don't have it right here, but I see that I still put it like right here. All right, Pieces of Alice and Friends. That's going to get started very, very, very soon. I have some great gifts for you. These are people that are actresses, comedians, and we're getting together, right? And we're going to give you the entertainment of your life. Think of it as the olden times, right? I hate to say that because that makes me feel so old. Okay. Anyway, back in the day, I used to love Carol Burnett, the Jackson 5 variety show. I hope I said it right. Sonny and Cher. It was just so many. The variety shows gave us laughter, gave us skits, gave us song, gave us everything. So I want to try to do that here with my friends. So the first one we're going to be doing is a skit. Watch out for it. It's coming. And I have two of my friends, which is James and T. Bizzle, who will actually be doing the acting in this one. So I can't wait to show it to you. We're going to, it's a skit from Carol Burnett that she did with Harvey. And it's funny as heck. So I can't wait. I can't wait. I cannot wait. Hey, and if you have ideas for me, I want you to go ahead and tell me. Send me an email or give me, if you're on YouTube, go ahead and write down. Say, I'd like to see this. Because we're going to be doing challenges as well. And challenges, we're in Chicago. So whatever we can do here in Chicago. And then we're going to have guests as well. So that's Pieces of Alice. I am so excited. You have no idea. And then we got some other great things that will be coming up that I'm working on for next year with my sister and our business called Hey Sister. It is amazing. I can't talk about it now because my baby sister will kill me. I don't want to die. So not right now. So she will kill me if I mention it. She asked me not to, but I had to mention that part. That is something that's going to come up. I also got some events that's going to be coming up this year that I'm working on. And as always, if you have an event and you want Just Me Magazine to come out, hey, hit me up. I'm there. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You got to pay, but I'm there. That's it. All right. and the last thing, coaching. If you need more coaching, hey, we can help each other. This is coaching at the finest. Teach us. Because we're doing it together. We're both learning. And we're going to get right into branding your business and yourself. Let's do this together. I like saying that because I don't know. So I have to do all this research, right? And that's all it really takes, I guess. But it takes mistakes and getting it right, and then more mistakes until you get it right. I do believe the ones that we follow, like Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry, they did it wrong some type of way, but then they learned from their mistakes and got it right. And then they continue on. And you don't always get it right, so you learn from your mistakes, and that's the way I'm doing. So we're going to do this together. We're going to learn how to, if I keep looking down on YouTube, it's because I'm reading my notes, okay, on branding yourself and your business, okay? So let's get into it, all right? I already told you the first one, and that's confidence and believing in yourself. And if you'd like to call in at 515-605-9729. 515-605-9729. When you brand yourself, you may not be like Nike or Disney. You just need to know who you are. So let's go through some steps. So we're going to go through about five. I may give out some more, but I have the five that I'm going to go through. So the first one would be define your brand and become an expert. What do they mean, Alice? Well, take time to do some soul searching and determine exactly who you are. What makes up your brand, right? And that goes for me too. Whether you're looking to get media attention, attract clients to build your businesses, you should focus on becoming an expert in your field. So on my end, mine will be podcasting and news media or magazine media, which is, will be the entertainment. So I need to focus on becoming an expert in that field. My field would be, who am I attracting? Who do I want to attract? I want to attract small business owners who are new, even older, even seasoned ones, and entertainers who's up and coming. Because advertising and marketing costs so much, right? I want to be the place where they get their start, where they can be placed on the cover of a magazine or be placed inside of a magazine, where they can be interviewed on a podcast, right? Where they can get coaching on their business and so forth, right? So I want to be, I have to learn, and I'm actually taking classes. So some of the classes that I'm actually taking, this is, I went to Udemy, and I still have a full-time job, so I don't have time to actually go to a classroom, right? So I read a lot now, and I take classes, and I pay for courses so I can be ahead of the game and learn my game and learn my business, right, especially branding myself and my business, which are the two magazines and the podcast that I'm on now, right? So, but Udemy is really, really good because you can actually go on Udemy and learn whatever it is you want to learn. And if you have tips that you want to make money from, Udemy lets you do that. It's Udemy. I will put it later inside here so you'll find it on Blog Talk Radio and on YouTube. It'll be down there, the link. So Udemy is what I use. They had one for magazines because that's what I have. I have two magazines, Just Me Magazine and All of Us Magazine, and then podcasting and coaching, right? So I went there to learn the classes, and they're not expensive at all, period. They're not. They're not expensive. So be an expert in your field. If you are an actor, then take up, I act, right? Take up an acting class. If you are a comedian, take up an acting class. Take up some type of class that has something to do with what you're trying to be an expert in, right? If you are an actress, do a YouTube channel and show different things of what you can do, different things, right? If you're a comedian, right, push yourself to go to a place where nobody else, that no one knows you. And of course, take somebody if you want to be safe, right? But no one knows you, and try your jokes out there, right? It's about building yourself. It's about branding yourself, right? So that's what I said. So avoid establishing expertise that's irrelevant. That has nothing to do. I can't say certain words, but that has nothing to do with your mission, your goal, and your vision, right? You will just be wasting your time, right? So define your brand, become an expert. Hey, we have to learn. I bought a course from Billie Jean, and he is considered one of the top marketers in the United States. You have to do what you have to do if you want to become an expert in your film. And I want to be an expert about marketing, advertising for my clients and for my magazine. And then I want to know more about it for my podcast. All right? Hey, while I'm talking about the podcast, if you get a chance, go ahead and click. If you go to my website, which is piecesofalice.com, you'll see Patreon. Go ahead and support that way. You can support my podcast that way. And it starts at like $2 or $3 a month, right? Helps me out so I can get other things done. And I'm actually going to give away some things. I like giving away things. All right, so number two, establish a presence, okay? Have you ever Googled yourself? I have. Actually, go in there and type your name and see what pops up, right? And if you haven't did it, you should do it because you should want to know what other people see about you out there in the whole wide world of the internet, right? I have Googled myself, so I've seen that Just Me Magazine comes up. A lot of things come up. I wish I could show you, but next I'm gonna learn how to do this thing with on the internet while I'm doing this. But Google yourself, You want to know what your presence looks like. You know, when I, if you type in my name, you're going to see that I come up. I do. I do come up. So Google yourself. You're being Googled by friends, colleagues, work people. If you're going for a job, they actually Google you. When I got my job that I have now, the employment that I have now, when I sat down at the table to talk to the manager and the district manager, I'm sorry, regional manager, the manager says, hey, I looked you up, and I like what I see. I'm like, you looked me up. He's like, yeah, I did research on you. He Googled me, right? He found me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. They find you, and they do. They actually look at you. So you want to make sure when you establish your presence, what's popping up on you, all right? Because once it's out there, it's there, all right? And it's really, so let's just say, so make sure your brand content is what people find when they Google your name, okay? One way to do this is to build a basic online presence through your website or blog. You should at this time, if you're trying to brand yourself, you should at this time have a blog or a website, okay? If you don't want to do the blog because it does take a whole lot of time. I have a blog, and I haven't even got on it. I'm going to have to get on it because I promised myself this year I will do a writing at least once a month. But I do have a website. Go to my website, Pieces of Alice, and read some of my blogs on that. But you should have a website, all right? That's branding yourself. And update with the pictures. Like, I have to go and take new pictures. So, again, we're doing this together. I'm a told you, I have not updated my pictures in the last professional pictures. Last 2 or 3 years. I think the last that I've taken was the last 2 or 3 years. So, yeah. So, update it. Keep it updated. Put in there what you have done, if you're acting, if you're singing. Where have you been? Who have you been with? Did you sing with Beyonce? Did you rap with Jay-Z? I don't know. I don't listen to Jay-Z so much, but I do listen to Beyonce. But what did you do? Right? This is part of branding. And when people type in your name, because you best believe if you're trying to get into the mainstream media, you don't think they're going to be trying to type you in and see where you are, who you're hanging out with, what you're doing? Best believe they are. All right? You can, when you do the website, try to purchase your full name. I didn't do that because I did Pieces of Alice because that's me, right? So I did Pieces of Alice domain. But you want to try to probably purchase your name. I should probably purchase mine as well. As when I was doing my research, and they were saying that this is something that we should do. This should be separate. Your personal should be separate from your company's website. So if you have a t-shirt business, that is totally separate from your comedian business or your singing business, okay? Totally different. Two different websites, two different blogs. That's it, all right? So it should be. So I have Pieces of Alice, right? And then I have Just Me Magazine. I have not built the website for All of Us Magazine, but I haven't finished it yet. So it's going to be separate. Now, I did put them all together, and it didn't make sense because I had someone look at it, and they said, oh, no, I don't understand it because you have so many things going on here. Are you doing a magazine? Are you doing a blog? What are you doing? So I took everything that I'm doing, which is Pieces of Alice, which is the blogging and the I don't sing. I was getting ready to say sing, but I don't sing. But the blogging and the videoing on YouTube, I put all that under the Pieces of Alice, okay? Interviewing. And we're going to talk about as well niches, about your niche. We're going to talk about that too. So while you're doing it, again, establish your presence. Establish your presence, because that's one of the ways that you can actually brand yourself, right? Claim your name before someone else get it. I claim Pieces of Alice. I probably need to claim Alice Foster because I don't know if you know this, but somebody could buy a domain, have your name, you want that name, you can they would charge you up to thousands of dollars for you to get that name. Okay? So it's best to try to get it now, and it's like really cheap. So you could probably do it with, I got it. I think it was like $14.95 for the whole year to own the domain, and that would be your name, right? And you pay it once a year, you know, instead of paying somebody hundreds and thousands of dollars for your name, right? You don't want to do that, not at all. And while the search, and this is another point, search engines will pick up your social media pages. Having your own domain will produce more results. So, get your domain, right? Establish a presence, okay? Hey, again, if you want to call in, 515-605-9729, all right? Sometimes they said I talk too fast, so I'm going to say a little bit slow. 515-605-9729. When you establish your presence, look for, and I want to say this before we go on to the next step, look for in your town somebody that's doing something, right? Like I ran into this guy, his name is Devon Kyler. He is over at the LRP Network. He asked if I would, I actually met him through that girl, Olivia, with the Underground radio show. And I was on her show, then I met Devon, right? Now he's getting the show started, and he needs guests. So he's like, hey, you want to be a guest on my show? His show is called The Brew. It's like The View and The Real, but it's called The Brew. And, you know, and they talk about certain things. I was a guest on there, and I was talking. And it comes out in February, I believe you said, February. So I'll let you know about it. I'm excited about it. So, but you want to search out people like that as well. Check out Haro. It's H-A-R-O. I get the link and everything for you and put it down here. So it's help a reporter do something. Haro. So help a reporter something. But it's Haro. So you want to go through there as well to see if there's anybody looking for what you're doing, right? And maybe they or your expertise. You know, put it that way. Your expertise, and they will help you as well. Number three, generate brand awareness through networking. I cannot say enough. You should be networking. Regardless if you own a business, regardless if you're acting, regardless if you're singing, comedian, you should be networking. The more people you know, the better it is for your career. Somebody somewhere will be able to help you. How about that, right? You should be connecting with other professionals in the industry that you're interested in by using social media networks, by commenting. And when you do the social media network, you want to comment on not only just like and move on or love, heart, whatever. You want to comment, all right? And hopefully they'll give you a comment back about it. So networking is one of the best ways to be known in an industry that you want to be an expert in. How about that? One of the ones that I do like, and I'm gonna put this down there in YouTube land, is Meetup.com. Meetup.com has so many clubs and meetups and organizations that you can join. All right, and these are people that think the same as you, accounting, if it's marketing, advertising, acting, whatever, right? Social, just social, right? These are people that you know. So if you just join one, let's say a social one, and this is something I really need to do as well, but if you join a social, you actually start going to the meetups, you get to know more and more people. So when you start having events, right, you can invite them to your event. Right, and that's more people to your event. All right, so it's all about networking. It's all about getting out there and pushing yourself. Right, but it definitely networking. If you are not networking, you are leaving valuable information on the table because these people can help you. I believe that. Okay. 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4. Remember the 3 C's of branding. Yes, there are some C's. Clarity, consistency, constancy. Okay? Be clear who you are and who you are not. Okay? I am a talker. I may not yet exhibit the talking through my podcasting and radio shows right now, but I am a talker. I can talk all day long. Just that when I get in front of a camera, I get a little bit uncomfortable. All right. So, but if I have words in the script, I can act, I can do that. Right. So, but I'm clear who I am. I like to talk. I want to push myself. I want to be able to speak clearly and not mess up my words, which we're going to talk about as well. But be clear who you are and who you are not. Who I am not is a singer. I am not a singer, okay? So you wouldn't see me standing on a corner trying to sing or going up on a stage trying to sing. That's just not going to happen, period. So, be clear who you are. I know who I am, and I know what I like to do. I know that I love doing my magazine. I know I can sit at this table that I am sitting right here right now, and I can sit all day doing that magazine. That's me. I can do that. All right? I know I can sit here and come up with all kind of ways to help. And this is true. Some people who can't do, right? So I am a doer. I can't do certain things, but I can help other people do other things. So you teach. So those who can't teach, I teach, right? That's what I do, the research. I can do that. I like doing that. I like sitting here doing my magazine. You know, I like when the whole thing is over with and it looks really pretty and nice and professional. And then from where I came from up until the point now, which is 8 years in August, you have no idea, all right? Don't sugarcoat your qualifications. Now, this is something that I struggle with, right? I think I'm pretty good at graphics. I'm pretty good. Not an expert, but I'm pretty good. But I downplay a lot of what I do. I have people that will ask me to do certain things, and I will do it, and it comes out wonderful, right? And they'll know I can't really do that. My friend, T. Bizzle, she really gets on me when I do that. Alice, you can do it. You have done it. What's your problem? I'm downplaying what I actually can do, and I can actually get paid for it, and I don't. So, which is going to change. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. That's right. So, don't sugarcoat your qualifications. If you are the best damn singer in the effing Chicago, put that on your page. Let everybody know. Get out there and sing. Show them your skills, girl. Show them your skills, man. Do it. What's wrong with you? We gotta stop with downplaying ourselves to make somebody else look good, because they're not going to downplay their self, not at all, to make us look good. So we have to do it for ourselves. So that's don't do that. All right. So don't sugarcoat your qualifications. All right. If you are top notch in your, and again, it goes back to what I just said in the beginning of this program. Right. Confidence and belief in yourself. Because if you don't have confidence and belief in yourself, sugarcoat your qualifications will always be, you will always sugarcoat it. You always put the light on somebody else instead of your own. All right? Express your brand across communication mediums. Meaning, all right, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, whatever, Snapchat. Wherever you use, I don't recommend doing all the mediums, but if you can do it, because it takes a lot of time to actually do this. I do Facebook, Instagram, and basically just Facebook and Instagram. I'm dabbling a little bit into Twitter, but I definitely do Facebook and Instagram. okay? Whatever you do, find a suit that works for you. I don't suggest or recommend that you, it depends on what field, too, okay? So I would say this, if you're a comedian, I think, my opinion, is that you should be using Instagram. If you're a model, I think, for me, you should be using Snapchat or something that has a lot of things with pictures or Instagram. Facebook is okay for more of a community feel, okay? That's just me. So it depends on your feel, what you should work on, what's good for you. But try to use two. From what I've read, you shouldn't try to use all of them because it becomes overwhelming. And it does, because I try to do a lot of them, and as much as I do already, I can't. So I concentrate on Facebook. I concentrate on Instagram. This is where I get a lot of my followers from. Don't do it. Okay. Determine where you want to fit in the industry, and then remain visible to your target audience. Which means, again, you have to get outside of your comfort zone. Right. You have to go someplace where nobody else knows you. Right. A lot of the stars, I was listening to Kevin Hart and how he went. Before in the beginning of his career, he just went to a club and started doing, nobody knew him there. Nobody. He didn't know anyone there. He just started doing comedy, right? So that's pushing himself outside the box, right? And that's what we have to do. That's what I need to do. I get so wrapped up in staying inside my apartment and working on a magazine and not wanting to go to events and not wanting to do a networking. You know, I have to be able to go out there. Or when I go to events, I have one of my friends speak for me because I'm ashamed. Again, it takes confidence and it takes belief in yourself. I believe in myself, but then I look at other people and I'm like, oh my God. See, my problem is there's certain things about me that I don't like weight, teeth, blotches in my face, short eyebrows. So it's, you wouldn't think so, because if I take some pictures, the pictures don't, they show like really, really, whew. So I'm beautiful. Yes, I am. I am beautiful. I am so beautiful. So I don't know why I take myself to the table, but I think we all do. So remember the three C's of branding: clarity, who you are and who you are not, consistency. All right? Don't sugarcoat your qualifications for everyone, anyone, not everyone, anyone, and constancy, right? Which means you just need to make sure that you are always out there and you are always being seen, right? Do a video. And that is really the thing right now, doing a video. Everybody wants to do a video, right? I'm ashamed, even though I'm doing a video now and then I'm going to edit it out later, I'm still shy about doing this video. And I have some. If you go to Peaches of Alice on YouTube, I have some out there. I laugh a lot. I giggle a lot. No, I'm trying to be serious. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I'm trying to hide my mouth. All kind of things, you know. But it is what it is, and you got to push yourself. Branding yourself is no joke. If you want it, you're going to have to work for it. Period. That's it. That's all. All right? And that's for your business, and that's for yourself. All right? Number five, and I think this ties into support, but get feedback from those who know you best. Okay? When you talk to people at work, home, whatever, anywhere you are, but get feedback. You know, and don't take criticism. How do I want to say this? Don't take criticism where you're crying and upset. Everybody is not going to like you, period. Jimmy Kimmel, he does this thing on his show. I watch his show at night. So he does this thing on the show with his tweet. And these people say bad things about some of the celebrities, right? they take it in stride. You have to take it and turn it around, but you can also learn from it. I think, okay, so I will do an example. Like, I am so country. I am. Some of my words come out, you probably don't even understand it, right? My grammar is not correct. So at times I will have some people that will correct my grammar. I don't get upset. I don't get mad. I actually try to take it and I try to learn from it, all right? If I think they were being malicious about it, then, yeah, I probably would be upset. But I don't. I want to learn from it and try to do better. But still in all, I'm going to still say who I am. I talk this way. I'm 53 years old. This is how I talk, right? I have to learn to use my words. I said that to them. Nobody told me that, but I'm like, I have to learn to use my words. We'll see. You get the feedback, all right? When you do your videos, like now, I'm going to ask you for the feedback on this, okay? Hey, tell me, what is it that you liked about it? What is it that you didn't like about it? Tell me what improvements that I can make. And it's all about doing this together because it's all about all of us, right? It's all of us. It's all of us trying to get to a certain space, and it's going to take not just me by myself, because I can't do this by myself. You can't do this by yourself. We have to do this together, right? So we give each other feedback, you know, or so we can be better, right? Support. Don't always look to your friends and your family for support. I did a video earlier this week on Facebook. I'm trying to do a little bit more videos so I can stop the stuttering and say, if I was over that intellectual radio, he would kill me. But I'm trying to be more boisterous. Okay. Anyway, I did a video earlier this week, and I said in the video, stop trying to get your family members to support you. Some will. Some will not. Some of your friends will. Some of them will not. Some will only support you just to see what's going on. They're being nosy, right? You have to be able to get out of the box, right? Get out of the box. Jump out and visit the people around. This is when the networking comes into play, because you want to be able to network with other people that are not your friends and that are not your family. I have some of the most wonderful friends, all right? But I can tell you, out of those friends, probably two or three may have downloaded the magazine. Actually went to justmemagazine.com and downloaded the magazine, period. All right? I don't sweat. I'm sweating now just because I'm freaking hot. But I don't sweat over them not downloading. You know, they try to support me in other ways, and I appreciate that as well. I went to LRP networking, streaming networking place in Indiana for a TV show for The Brood, which was with Devon Tyler. And my best friend, Melissa, was with me. My other friend, Chi Bizzle, she was upset that I didn't even tell her she would have went with me to support me as well. I have some of the support there, but then some of the support you're just not going to get. Whatever you're selling, try to step out of the box with your marketing, right? And with your networking to get other people, because that's who's actually going to put you on the map, not the small group of people that we are so stuck on supporting us and why they won't do this for us. Stop, right? I have family members that have never downloaded the magazine, other than my mom. So, and my mom, she is wonderful. And I just have to tell you this. So on my first year anniversary, my mom lives in Georgia. She bought a ticket to come out here. She bought a ticket for one. And I'm like, why would you buy a ticket? You're not even here. She surprised me because I didn't know she was coming for the anniversary. But I said, Mom, why would you buy a ticket? You're not even here. The ticket was like $15, $20. She says, because I want to make sure you can say that you sold tickets to your event. How sweet was that? That's support. right? I have support of people who actually go and look at the magazine and say, hey, Alice, or look at some of the material that I've written. Alice, that grammar, you got to change that. That's support. They're not trying to be mean. Now, they would be mean to somebody who never supported me. I'm saying, hey, you know what? You need to back up because you ain't never been here. Ain't never tried to help me. I take it to the back of my head and see if I can use your advice or not. But there are support comes in different forms. That's all I want to say. But step out of the box. Don't worry about your small group of people, right? Worry about the people on the outside. Do you think that Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, Kevin Hart, all the celebrities that's out there, you think if they were worried about this, their friends supported them, that they would be okay? No. I don't know Kevin Hart. I have supported Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry. I bought tickets to everything. No. He looked towards what's out there. So make sure your brand, right, is consistent of who you are, right? Make sure you ask for feedback, right? Make sure you establish your presence, right? Make sure you go online. When you establish your presence, go and look yourself up on Google. I look myself up all the time, so I want to make sure what's out there. Some naked pictures running around. I don't know. We'll see. Building your brand is a process, and it's going to take time. It's going to take time for me. It's going to take time for you. I think if we work together, we can actually come across. So if you have some tips, hey, put them here under YouTube. So, hey, and if you're not on YouTube, if you listen to me on Blog Talk Radio, go over to Pieces of Alice on YouTube. And subscribe, right? Hit the notification button. And then tell me, then right up under the video when I put it down, I say, hey, Alice, yeah, I got another idea. Let's try this. We're going to try it, okay? At least I'm going to try it. As long as they don't put me in jail or put me in the ground, we're good, okay? And I think that is it. Tell me if you like this show, right? Tell me if you like what I gave you. Actually helped you with branding yourself and your business. I think I want to go into a little bit more, but not right now. So we want to go into different mediums like the Facebook and Instagram. But tell me if you like this. See, I'm asking for the feedback. I'm asking you to tell me what's going on. Hey, you can put it right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can put it right here. Go over to YouTube. Facebook, hey, you can go to my Facebook pages. I'm going to make sure I put my mediums down there. My social media pages, so you'll be able to follow me. Again, just remember, the show is about to end. I'm so sad. That's why I say I talk so much. It's going on an hour. I talk enough. So, oh, and another thing somebody was telling me, and I wrote it down. They're like, oh, when you if you're a model, then you should be looking flat all the time. They said, Alice, you should be looking like you're stuff. I'm not Oprah Winfrey. I don't have that money. All right. I want to take this wig off and just wear my hair because I'm hot. I'm sweating. I don't know if you can see me, but I'm sweating. I know on Blog Talk you can't see me. You know, but I guess it depends on what field you're in or on how you show up, right? And that's part of your branding as well. So that's branding for myself. I need to get a little bit more better at putting makeup on my face. Doing something to my hair, whatever, the same. So, but it's not like I can't, right? Right here, so yeah, I can. So look, next week, come back. I don't know what we're going to be talking about next week, but I'm going to put it up. So make sure you follow me at Alice Boswell. I have on this yellow shirt. I have like three pages, but I have the yellow shirt. That's the page you want to follow me off of Blog Talk Radio, or just go over to piecesofalice.com. That's my branding page, y'all. get your website. Get your website. And that is it. So I think I did it. I am committed to actually branding myself and getting it all together. Yeah. We'll see. Look, if this helped you, make sure you put down in the notes and tell me so I know what to do, what not to do, what should I do. And if you'd like to be a guest, hey, make sure you send me an email that piecesofalicelive@gmail.com. I would love for you to be a guest and talk. So, and if you have some great suggestions, that'd be great. Hey, you can catch me again on Wednesday, CGF Entertainment with my girl T Bizzle at 9:30. We do a Facebook Live show for about 45 minutes to an hour. And we talk about different things that's going on. And then I do a 15-minute show, which will be out. So I don't know exactly when I'm going to release it, but just 15 minutes with Just Me Magazine. But that is just for Just Me Magazine, all of us magazine, that's for entertainment purposes only. And entertainment, what's going on in the entertainment world in 15 minutes, right? Hey, oh, I will be next month, February, leave it to 22nd? I'm not, I have to look that up for you. Maurice Prophet, he is a writer, producer, and director, and he is doing a play over in Schaumburg. This is in Illinois. Schaumburg Prairie Theater, and it's called Mind Game. I will be doing a red carpet there. So I would love to see you there. If you need tickets, look for me. If you want to be on a step and repeat, so here, because this here is going to go really, really soon, and basically you'll be seeing the advertisers, sponsors there. If you're interested in being a sponsor of the show, also you can contact me at piecesofalicelive@gmail.com. All right? So I am getting ready to get out of here. Thank you for joining me. And as I always, always say, find your fire, be true to who you are, and whatever you do, inspire along the way. I'm Alice, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.